Most people don't really recognise when we have a really good year in markets.
Mm.
We hear all the newspapers talk about superannuation funds are down 6% and, you know, all the bad news. And we very rarely hear the good news. So last year was a fantastic year on markets.
Oh, really?
And all of us who have superannuation funds or investments in shares, we've had a really good year.
How good? What does that mean? What is a good year? Is 6% a good year or is 10% a good year? What indicates that it's been good times?
All right, well, let's look at the Australian market.
Okay.
And the Australian market has an index. It's called the All Ordinaries Index, and you'll hear that on the news every night. Over the last 12 months, calendar year 2016, the All Ordinaries Index, or the Australian economy, or the market, rose 11.65%.
Wow.
So if you have Australian shares in your superannuation fund, you would expect that you should have got a return somewhere around that sort of return.
That's not normal, though, is it?
No. I mean, we're always looking at investments over the longer term. But now let's have a look at when we had a good year and acknowledge that that portion of our investments has worked hard for us.
So let's just say that I've got in a superannuation fund and I've got 70% Australian shares and 30% international shares. With a result as good as that, would I be... should I be looking at it and maybe having 90% Australian shares and 10% international? Or is the key just leave it alone because everything goes up and down, it's all swings and roundabouts?
Well, over the last year, the international market, and the index there is called the MSCI, so that's all the world developed markets except Australia,
mm-hmm.
It had a return of 8.5%. But if we look over the last 5 years,
mm-hmm.
That return was 19.27% annualised.
Wow.
So annualised each and every year over 5 years. So imagine if you made that decision based on 1 year's
mm-hmm.
information
mm-hmm.
and then you jumped out and you jumped into something else, you might miss out on those longer term returns.
And we've talked about that before, about, you know, if the market's bad, don't panic, hold on, this is a long term investment, not just a 20 day, 90 day, 12 month investment. We're looking at 7 years, 10 years, 20 year investments.
Exactly. But, you know, listeners might say, well, when do you take some chips off the table? And generally that comes down to what allocation you have in your investments.
Okay.
So if you're a person who's retired and you've got, say, 50% of your funds in shares and 50% in cash and fixed interest, well, you know, you might look at that and say, well, you know, over the last year, my shares have done really well. So now I've got 57% in shares.
Uh-huh.
In effect, my investments have become a little bit more risky than I'm comfortable with. And then you might rebalance that and take some out and put it into the safer part of your portfolio, fixed interest. And that brings me to, I guess, those listeners who may be driving their investment vehicle with all of their money in fixed interest. I mean, over that last year, the average bank bill index was 2.78%.
Goodness, that's much different, isn't it?
And over 5 years, it was 2%. So we've had an incredibly tough time in the fixed interest bond market, as you'll see even with term deposit rates with your bank.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody who's got all their money in cash and they've got another 25 years to live might find on their journey in their car that that they run out of petrol and they don't complete the journey from a capital point of view. So it's really important for listeners when we're talking about diversification to make sure that we're not too conservative,
mm-hmm.
and you've also got some, I guess, a little bit more grunt in your engine. So it would make sense for most investors to have a allocation to growth assets, and as we've seen, we've had a really good year last year, and over the last 5 years, that's going to grow your income.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay.
Now, and we're not talking about, you know, buying a Ferrari and taking huge risk and smashing it.
No.
We're talking about just getting that engine to have a higher probability to take us from where we are and give us the income we require until we don't need that income anymore.